All right, the type of person that rubs you the wrong way. It could be the roommate that's a slob. It could be someone who eats a cheeseburger in front of you, Kyle. I know that doesn't always go well. Like, do you find yourself telling somebody,
"Red meat, how dare you?"
And I know that you have to stay politically correct because you're the news guy, but is there certain things that when they show up, you're like, well, I got to do my best to kind of keep my mouth shut.
Oh, boy.
Pick one.
I think sometimes there's a tendency, and it's not just political people, it's other folks too, a tendency to see how many times they can get their name or the fact that I did a good thing into their press release or into their live conversation or whatever.
Or into their social media post.
Sure, yeah.
I did a very good thing.
So instead of kind of doing it off to the side and quiet, you find that's the type of people that were like, if you're going to do something great, just kind of keep it on the down
low. Part of it, though, is that you do want to promote the fact that you've done it because you're trying to improve the community or whatever like that.
You did improve the community by doing it. You don't have to boast.
There's a fine line between pointing it out and overdoing it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. Sometimes,
it's like when I eat healthy, I come to comment, guess what I did?
A vegetable. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
he'll hold it up. Look at this.
Yeah,
I've got a carrot.
Yeah, I do that to him, and he laughs because he knows I'm boasting, bragging.
We'll see if you do that tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Oh, first Thursday donuts. First Thursday donuts.
But have you noticed that is switched to donuts and healthy food as well.
Well, that's because you put it there.
I didn't make that decision. Yeah. I paid for it once myself.
Oh, okay.
People thought it was a good idea. Oh. Now the person in charge decided it was a good idea.
Yeah. Right. And go back to Henry's Donuts, please, if you're listening. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Anything on there on your list?
Yeah, people that are in the middle of a scenic, quiet, amazing, perfect, picturesque lake, and then they turn on their sound system in the middle of their boat and
oh, yeah.
I am trying to enjoy the scenery. It is called a personal radio system for a reason. Turn it down. Enjoy yourself. Get some headphones. It ruins the whole lake when they're out there on their boat with their loud music. I hate that.
I will agree. There should not be radios on boats.
I don't get it.
Because that's
Whoa. What do we do here? We are a radio station. We want radios on every device.
I get all that. But when you're out, like he said, and it's peaceful and it's quiet, I mean, you're away from the
whippoorwill.
You're away from the
sounds of
the city.
What's better than hearing a newscast right then?
Oh,
it's not the newscast. They're yelling.
You know what drives me crazy is those newscasts while I'm on a boat. That's another.
Oh,
we love you, Kyle.
Jeepers.
The kind of person that overcompensates for what they don't have.
So what you're saying is I'm going to probably need to get rid of my pickup truck, right?
Exactly.
I'd have to say, I don't know what you'd call him. I call him a downer. They're always complaining, oh, I only get like 2 hours of sleep. I work 6,700 hours a week. You know, my back hurts, my leg hurts. Like, they're like the most miserable person on the planet.
The person that never shuts up, they never stop talking, and you can tell that everything that comes out of their mouth is bullshit.
So basically the bull artist.
Yes, sir. And their story always changes just a little bit each time they tell it.
What do you do when you call them out on it?
They go,
let's call them the social media addict. You're sitting there trying to have a conversation with the person, and they're still scrolling through their feed on their phone or texting someone or looking at Facebook Marketplace. I can't stand that.
I'm not sure if it's been said yet this morning, but the Mr. or Mrs. Excuses. They got an excuse for everything. They come up to you with a problem or a situation. You give them all kinds of options, and no matter what you say, there's an excuse. And it's almost as if they're lazy.